Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
People stay talking who you know. I'm drawing them wild like I'm Uno. Yeah, I'm the one like I'm Uno. I'm reaching the top of the Tudor. I'm breaking the gauge. I be racing. I'm mixing the white with the Uno. Shaking that ass, think she Haitian. Yeah, I think she's scheming me. She say she the one for the boy. Who do you claim to be? I'm seeing right through your shit and I'm blocking the noise. The money is calling me. I'm getting the green. I'm getting the cheddar cheese. I'm making a recipe to get on top of the balls. And you best believe, yeah. Yeah, I'm high on Pluto. People stay talking who you know. I'm drawing them wild like I'm Uno. Yeah, I'm the one like I'm Uno. Top of the Tudor, I'm breaking the gauge, I be racing. I'm mixing the white with the Uno, shaking that ass, and she hastin'. Yeah, I am that boy, the nigga, the one. People be talking, I listen to
nothing. Yeah, give it to him, Frost. Listen, man, that's my man, Frost, man. Uno, man, you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game on Wallow 267. It's Gilly the Nut, and that's Dev Nasty. This is brought to you by Barstool Sports. Listen, man, and it's going down. What?
Hold on.
What happened?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
What happened? What's going on?
What the fuck I tell you about introducing me?
Listen, I'm the introducer. I say your name. That's your name. Use the nut.
All right,
listen. Don't put your hands on me.
It's Michael Cock Buffer.
Yeah, that's your name.
I heard when you was a captain of the wrestling team in jail, you used to be all up in there. In its corner.
No, I wasn't.
Weighing in at a greasy oil down 200.
How you gonna be the announcer if you're the captain? So you got, you lying
you,
on
no,
me.
No, you had multiple jobs. You was the announcer, the captain, you was the pimp, you worked in the kitchen, you did.
No, listen.
You did manufacturer of jumpers.
I worked in MA
you worked
Coven
in the yard,
exchange. I
worked shoveling
in
shit.
I worked in M.A. Right. Clothing Exchange. I worked in the kitchen. I worked in the warehouse.
Lifeguard in the shower.
Lifeguard in the showers.
Fuck, that's what he said.
I never was no lifeguard in no prison shower.
You was?
Like, why would I be? Like, come on, man.
Come on, bro.
I wasn't no lifeguard. I used to squeegee the shower, like clean the shower up after, like, the shower.
So, nigga, everybody go in the shower. Let one off.
Nobody
you
doing that in the shower.
All nigga shit.
Nobody doing that in the shower because people in there. I was squeezing. I was cleaning up the showers.
You're not going to tell me nobody never squeezed one in the showers, man.
Hey, some niggas a bunch of people there.
Some niggas don't give fuck about none of that. Fuck you. Look over to you all and they got to clean that shit up. You and this slipping on niggas semen.
All I used to do is take a bucket, splash anything, scrub the wall, squeegee it down. I squeeze anything down, like, and right to the little drain.
Yo, he's splashing the walls. This shit is splashing on his
face. No, it's not.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. Listen, I'm squeezing. Just imagine you take the walls and you got buckets of soapy water and you splashing chemicals everywhere and it come down, drain off the wall. You scrub some of it with a scrub brush and then when it hit the ground, you squeeze in anything. You squeeze in anything.
Who gave you that
drain.
Job? I heard the nigga that ran the block gave you that job. Hey, nigga. Clean the showers
no,
up,
he
nigga.
No, he didn't. I just was a shower cleaner. I wasn't no life. Ain't no lifeguard in there. That just sounds
right.
Crazy.
So let's get all his jobs. He was a pimp in prison.
I was never a pimp.
He was a captain of the wrestling team.
I was never a pimp in prison. How am I going to be a pimp in prison? Come on, man.
You was pimping boy, but we know what's going on.
No,
you was the captain of the wrestling team. You worked in clothes exchange. You worked in the yard, because one time I talked to you, nigga, you said, I was out in the yard all day, something with some shit or something.
No, it wasn't no shit. I was shoveling something.
But, shoveling what?
I was on idle pay. So idle pay is like this. It's a pay that the state give you, so when you ain't doing shit, like it's like welfare in jail. Like, you know what I mean? And they give you, they just pay you. So they be like, get them guys that's on idle pay. So they told us to go to the yard, and like it was like snowing forever for like, and I just was out there every day. But
I was basically just a professional spotter. You used to just spot niggas.
No, that's not that. I'm talking about shoveling snow in the yard.
That's all they made you do?
Why would I spot somebody? It's coming out, Dev.
No, listen. Let's get into $1 million worth of game.
Let's get into that.
manufactured real.
So you're talking about
is real ever coming back? Because right now, real is what you see on Instagram.
It's not
what you see on social media. What people portray to be real. See, before, you know, if you grew up in the 80s and you grew up in the 90s when social media was, you wasn't trying to impress a motherfucker on a website that's not really real. Like, Instagram ain't real. Like, that shit's entertainment. But motherfuckers really take Instagram and social media as being real. Like, oh, that's real. Like, the nigga that got 7 guns like this, a shitload of money, or he's eating, he's real. Like, is real ever coming back?
No. I would say this, until that shit is gone, it's not, because more people, like, you gotta understand, it's like a gift and a curse. It's like a give and a take. It's like a reward, and, you know, like a like is like a reward to people. To their mind, it's like, oh, I got a like. They like me. They like you're chasing. It's like you chasing. It's like a fiend when they first get that first hit. They chasing that shit forever. It's like you chasing it. Girl get 100 likes. She's like, I got to keep getting 100. I got to get 200.
I got to get 300.
I got to get 300. So, you know what I mean? Even if an artist, you like put your music up, oh, man, they don't like it. I'm going to dump this shit. No, that might be the song. That might be the song, but it's like, I don't want to leave it up there because it didn't get that many likes, and I don't want people to look at, because if they don't, that shit don't mean nothing.
Yeah, women will take their pictures down for sure. They take them.
Get a lot of likes on this one.
And you might be like, damn, I liked it, that one. That was a nice picture to party to. Well, I'm just saying, if that's your thing. If that's your thing. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you a question. Hold on. Not to get off subject, but have you ever jerked off an Instagram photo?
You fucking right. When I was in, you got to remember, I had the phone when I was in jail.
Oh,
so I had all these. Listen,
you want to tell us?
No, I'm not saying nobody names. I'm not saying nobody names. So listen,
because you get in trouble.
Listen,
you can't even tell us who you used to jerk off to when you was in prison because you get in trouble.
No, it was this one girl, right?
Let us know that you a bitch ass nigga. Can't tell us Instagram before you met your woman.
I wouldn't mind saying them, bro.
You'll get in trouble now.
No, I wouldn't mind saying them, right? It's cool to say them when they big time famous, but when they local, it's like, that nigga was stalking so and so. You can't just put that out there. Like, they was like local chicks from Philly. And it's one girl, right?
So hold on. So who's some big famous chicks you done squeezed to?
They didn't matter because they shit was so like.
It was unrealistic.
It was unrealistic. Like me, I was a dude that I like homegrown porn. You see what I'm saying? So it was like unrealistic. I'm like, I'm gonna see her and it's gonna be party time. So this one, listen, this was crazy. Like on everything I love, right? The one girl that I used to jerk off to in jail, right? I wind up connecting with her on the streets, right? And that ass was everything. I'm talking about it was like, listen, this no bullshit. Like because, and this one made it so easy. Like, I was on there, right? When I was in the cell, I'm on the gram and I'm asking my brother, I'm like, yo, who that? He like, that's so-and-so people. You know them, right? I'm like, yeah. So now it was like even more, because it was like it's a possibility that I ran into her. And when I ran into her, it was like, it was nighttime. It was like, I went to this event and she screamed my name. Oh, from seeing me on Instagram. And I'm like, no, she didn't. And I'm like, if she knew that I was a filthy animal in jail, jerking off to her fucking pictures in the cell, because she used to have these videos where she just walk away and her ass was shaking, right?
He was a filthy animal.
Listen, this back when it was like 15 seconds on Instagram, the video. Listen, man. I just keep like refreshing that joy. Stop it. I stop. Calm down, boy. Listen. So listen, I get home, right? So now I'm like, damn, I'm going to get this ass. I need this. I need to get her, right? So we get together one day. I never got it. But that shit was real. I felt, listen. No,
he said this ended so anticlimactic.
I didn't get it. Yeah. Because she was on some other shit.
Hold on, it was everything.
This is what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
So bottom line is, you told that long-ass story to get to you didn't get no pussy.
This is the time when
you fucked her on the phone.
No, let me give you the game, though. This what it was. This is the time when Gil say that I was a homeless sexual. I was living in nanny crib. So she's like, let's go to your spot. I'm like, oh, man.
Nigga, if you was a player, you'd have took her to nannies, nigga.
No, because
fuck is you talking about? See, that's how you know he ain't no true player.
Let me explain.
I'd have came home. I would have been the middle room slayer.
No, but let me explain something to you.
I'd have been, Nanny, put your earplugs in. Nanny, you know I did 20 years. Put your earplugs in for me, Nanny.
That was going to be the plan,
I'm about to fuck the soul out this bitch.
That was going to be the plan, right? But I was like, damn, how this going to look, me sneaking up the steps? And then Nanny might still be in the living room, right?
First of all, let me just tell you something. My nigga, if you go into any house, and you don't go to the front room, that's not your fucking house. So it don't matter, nigga. Like, you took it to the middle room. You take it to the middle room. You take it to the basement. You take it to the back room. You fuck it in a fucking dining room. The kitchen. The bitch know that's not your house. He was going to rush the bitch into the middle room, and she was going to think that was his shit.
Listen, I take it out. I take it out Nova Liberty, right? So we, like, on the back. I'm like, man, listen. She had these jeans on. I cracked them jeans down. That ass jumped out of them jeans. I'm like, yo, you ever see an ass jump out of some jeans? Like, thank you. Like, I'm like, what the? Like, it was like, you know how a dog be in the crib forever, and you let them out to the backyard or something, they just be running around the gate. Their ass was just like, whoop, whoop. I'm kissing on him. It was crazy, right?
Ass jumped out the jeans like this.
It was crazy, but then that night we had a nice night. We walked around there. We did a little.
And you had to get the night off not getting no pussy.
I went home and jerked off.
Let
me tell you something. Because she grabbed the dick. That's what you're about to say.
Yeah, he can still smell her, too.
It was crazy, man.
Let me just tell you something. That's how you know you ain't working with that. Bitch, she was going to give him some pussy in that back block in the minivan. That's when you had the minivan back there, huh?
That was Minivan Dan.
He was Minivan Dan. Listen, but she gave him the peace tester.
She did.
The fuck? Where's your dick?
She didn't do that. She didn't do that.
She was like, Listen, she was like, is it tucked under or something? Because I don't, you want to drop me off, buddy? She was going to give you something, but she gave you the dick test. She ain't passed the test.
She know I got a BBC. She know that. She know that. She's like,
what's a BBC?
Big black cock. She know that. She know that. She said, this boy got a BBC. He's a legend. Yeah, she know that.
Man, she gave you the dick test and you ain't passed. Yeah. She said, drop me the fuck off. But, you had to go home and jerk off.
Everybody jerked off to a girl on Instagram. I ain't talking about no.
I never in my life jerked off to a bitch on Instagram, man.
Dude, he got you on bitch ass nigga status. He's scared. He's a nut.
Why would I jerk off to a bitch on Instagram? I could go to
Dev, did you ever do it? Tell the truth.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
That's Dev Nasty. I mean,
come on, man. Niggas jerking off to you bitches ever do that? On Instagram.
Oh, the B-Rock. B-Rock's no was real vicious. He said no.
So it's real ever coming back?
Fuck no.
Because real to me is recognizing everybody ain't loyal.
That's real. I understand that part, but it's like, it's too hard because it's like, people that's not cool with themselves and comfortable with their position in life, and they are forced to do it. They're like, hey, everybody else capping. Yeah. I might as well cap.
Real is not going to come back to a fake platform. That's what. Where are you looking for
it's
real?
Not
going to
come out.
You know what I mean?
The people that's look. You got people that search for certain things, and it's like, they're not going to be able to. Real is not going to be respected as much as. The bullshit.
If you want to find reality, go live in reality.
Yeah, outside
of the phone, the internet, and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right. So did cool fuck black people up?
It devastated black people. Now, let me explain something to you. All right. So as a black person in America, right, it depends on your position and what you see, how you see life. It went through slavery, went through all this shit, go through all type of segregation, Jim Crow, you go through all this shit. And then it comes to the part where cool hit. So I go through all that shit.
So you don't think it was no cool slaves, nigga? You don't think it was a nigga that was out in the field that all the bitches was like, we got a chance, dude.
Damn, that's deep. I never thought about
that. We giving.
So you think it was a Billy D. Williams slave?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you a question. You don't think it was no slaves that the white woman slave owner was like,
I want to fuck him.
I'm getting some of that nigga dick right there.
Oh, that's 100%.
That nigga look good.
So you think it was a Chris Brown? You think it was like a Chris Brown slave nigga that was dancing?
Then let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something. Then, back then, if you was a Caucasian slave owner,
you got to look at the dicks for free. Strip naked, boy. You like.
So yeah.
She picking the cream of the cream of the crop.
Bitch like this.
Oh my God, BBC.
Black cop!
Like my man said. Got a jaw hanging out. Oh my God, he got a BBC.
She already know who working with what.
The Mandingo Warriors.
So at the end of the day, you're not going to tell me that it wasn't no cool fucking slaves, man. It's cool always been in love.
Cool was probably in, but not probably to the detriment of what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is like now, it's like you got to fill out all this check by like people living their regular life, but then they want to be accepted by the way black people see is what is okay. What is thorough, what is okay, what is cool. And it's like people get like, I want to be on the cool monitor. I want to be cool. I want to be accepted by them.
Right.
I got to talk this certain way. I got to dress this certain way.
Absolutely.
Like on some real shit.
I want to be on the cool monitor.
Nah. Yeah, I want to be on them. I want to be cool. Ding, 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 ding.
It's either 8 or 9 out of 10.
Listen, and it's like, think about it. You got to do all this shit. I got to dress like this. I got to talk like this. I got to act like this.
I got to abide by these rules.
I got to wear these certain clothes or these drive this certain car. I got to have this type of money. I got to eat at this certain restaurant. I got to take these type of pictures. It's like all this fucking shit you got to do in order to be cool. If you don't do that, you're corny.
Right.
You're fucking, oh, he's a cornball. He's corny. Oh, think that's some fuck.
Even connecting with other people that could take you further in life. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this nigga Joe,
that's,
like he.
That's,
you know,
corny talking to somebody you don't know.
Yup.
Like we dehuman. Like anything that's human shit. Like we just say, no, don't be human.
Right.
Be cool.
But we was taught that since kids though.
Yeah, and it's in us.
You fall, don't cry.
All that shit.
Get
all
up, shit. Don't cry. What be you cool. crying for?
Be tough. Be tough and be cool. But it's like that cool shit. Damn, that's a deep joint right there. That shit is like. It's sad, man, because people can't even be themselves. They got to be cool. Think about saying, I can't, what I want to do, what I want to wear, I can't do none of that. I got to be cool because it's pressure on me and my community and from my people.
And leaving out the house, I'm cool with what I got on. I'm cool with my presentation, with how I look. But is everybody else going to be cool with it?
Right.
Do you think I should... I don't know. I don't know if everybody else is going to like what I... Fuck what I like. Fuck what I want for myself. Fuck what I care about. Fuck what make me happy. Is everybody else going to like what... If everybody else going to be happy with what I... It's, so, I don't know. Maybe I never, cool did fuck black people
it, up. It 100% did, because even a person like me, like when I listen to people talk and talk about their life, niggas that be in the street, they describe these scenarios that's not even fucking with the way I grew up. On paper, I should be the nigga that was in jail, all of this type of shit. You bouncing from different cribs, your mom on drugs, all of that.
Yeah,
but a lot of these niggas,
that's
what they fall
on.
But a lot of shit was niggas wanted to be cool. They wanted to be outside. They wanted to be involved in certain shit. I just didn't care about. I had goals in mind, and that's what I stayed on. I did what the fuck I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times, too, it ain't even about being cool. It's about being a follower. It's about looking for the attention and the love and the acceptance that you was looking for in your household that you never got.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
looking
what
to,
I'm saying?
Looking to be embraced, by, you know, because a lot of times, it's a lot of shit that goes on in black America and in the black household. It'd be a lot of shit going on, just how we is. And sometimes people be trying to get their life together. Your mom... That might be, like, your dad might have had you when he, you know what I mean, parents, 17, 18, like, I was talking to this young boy, he was like, man, me and my dad, we really don't see, we I don't fuck with him. I said, why? He said, man, when he had me, he went to jail, this and that. I said, hold up. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you be understanding for once? He said, what I mean? He said, your dad went to prison when he was 17. He was a kid, bro. He didn't, hopefully he matured and grew up in prison, but now you're 21 years old, bro. Your dad just coming out of prison. Like, y'all really don't even know each other.
You don't even realize when your parents was 25, they wasn't grown.
Yeah, yeah.
You
so feel what I'm saying? It's like, now he live, and even if, just imagine if you're growing up in the crib with your dad's 17, still trying to be a kid, still trying to figure out life. So you left with your grandmom or whatever, because they still trying to grow and live their life. You know what I mean? Because their life ain't stopped. So it's like, it's a lot of shit. So now the little man, he ain't getting the love from dad or family or his mom because they's trying to grow. He going to go out there and try to figure it out. Right. And somebody might say, I got you. Look out for you. Buy you some sneaks or do something for you. Get you a package.
All it takes for the right old head to embrace you.
Yeah, and it's a wrap.
You feel what I'm saying? If he embrace you and then put, And see, one thing about the older niggas is they able to get the younger ones' minds a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And then they'll finesse them into doing some dumb shit.
And you notice the word he used was finesse. Niggas be using y'all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They'll finesse a youngin' into doing some dumb shit. Because
they don't
want to
step up. That's just like, right. Like, for instance, dude like me come home out of penitentiary all the time. We going to be straight up. We going to keep it all official. Niggas thought I was fucking crazy. Oh, who this nigga coming home from jail did this 20 years telling niggas that jail not cool? This nigga's fucking nut. He telling dudes jail not cool, they ain't what's up, this and third. You know why? Because I was a dude that realized a real old head going to give you real game of life. I'm not going to try to, because I ain't no nigga that's out here trying to bust him. I never was a dude that tried to get somebody else to do my work. I put my own work in.
Right.
So you got dudes out here, like you said, that's two strike felons or got jackets. They don't want to put no work in, so they put a young boy in the dummy.
These niggas is going motherfucking make you take them charges, tell yep. you know what I mean, you cool, the real one.
I got
one.
Your lawyer, yeah. And then disappearing your fucking ass.
Yep.
And then now you sitting in the penitentiary, your mom looking for them, damn, man, Boo Boo ain't answering the phone. He deposed that, your lawyer posed that commissary, and they going to the next young boy, got him on a dummy ass mission.
Right, then finessed
he out there,
him.
Finessed him, and now it's just crazy. So be mindful, young boys, that on some real shit, the streets don't love you. That the real niggas don't love you. All right. That real nigga shit, that mm-hmm. shit is all a facade, man.
All that my day one shit.
Listen, man.
I'm going to just say this about that day one shit. If you and a nigga don't got more than 10 plus years in,
like day one, it's a nigga that grew up with you. Like y'all moms had y'all together. Y'all was in the playground.
Right.
Y'all was in the sandbox. Like day one, it's like you met a nigga, what's his name? And you're a criminal, I'm a criminal. You're my day one. Fuck no. Like on some real shit. Like, come on, man. Like we really got the game. We got the game fucked up. And when you hit that penitentiary and you walking by yourself, are you bleeding the fuck out and you laying on the ground? It's just you. Don't wait till it's too late.
God, understand that too, God. Young boys. When you out here and you in these streets, and the cards don't always fall in your place, and then you the victim on the other side of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
You the nigga laying there on that ground in that cold, waiting on the ambulance to come. It's only you laying there.
And you got to understand this.
It's only you laying there.
And when you talking about the criminal side of things, right? It's always somebody that know you. That most of the time kill you, get you killed, or that's going to tell on you.
Mm-hmm.
We Word know up. Each other. I can't Johnny nobody tell on Gil.
Right.
Right.
Nobody. It's never like that. It's always this. And it goes back to this.
It's always your day one.
No, here you go. Here go the DA. Excuse me. State your name. My name is Raheem Johnson. Excuse me, Raheem Johnson. Do you know the defendant Dante Williams? How long do you know him? Well, I knew him for a long time. Our moms used to have us together. Our moms like sisters. So you know him that good? Yeah, I used to stay at his house. His mom used to take care of me when my mom was on drugs. So you know him really well. So you know that on October 29th, you're sure that you saw him shooting Dante Davis. Yes, I saw him. He stood over him. He yeah. shot Dante Davis. The same dude that ate oodles and noodles at your mom's house. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, your mom probably made the nigga spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him the benefit of the doubt. She mm-hmm. gave him spaghetti, not hot dogs, the hot sausages with the baked beans and yeah. shit. Like, mm-hmm. she gave you all that stuff, and she's sitting there in the courtroom, my baby ain't never hurt nobody.
And he telling on you because he don't want to take a weed charge, something
yeah,
crazy.
Some dumb shit, okay, and my baby ain't never hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. And motherfuckers, the aunt in the back, you know that boy was a goddamn animal. Talking about he ain't never do that. You know he was a fucking savage out here, but it is what it is. But he the same boy telling, he on the joint, yeah, that's him, and he looking at you tough. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's, he shot him. He uh-huh. had to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had to shoot. He had to shoot him. I mean, that was a cow. He was a cow. All that shit, nigga. Like the DA, like, all right, no further questions. So come on with this dumb shit. Okay. Talking that day one shit.
Let's go to the next topic. Next topic at hand.
He going with some dumb shit.
What do you guys think a woman's favorite sex position is? And because I'm asking you, what do you think for the woman? But I'm asking you, what is your favorite sex position as a man? See, for me.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Okay, go ahead.
That's easy. Right. Listen, say if I'm laying on the bed right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my head hanging off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Lay it on my face. Lay it on my face, baby. Lay it on my face. Lay it on my face.
Spray it on your face.
Spray it on my face.
Then lay it on his face. Then spray it on his face. Spray it on his face. Spray it on his face. Lay it on his face. Then spray it on his face. He gonna eat your ass. He gonna eat your pussy. He gonna eat it all.
Even if it's bushy.
Lay it on my face.
Then spray it on his face.
That's my, listen.
That's all you want?
Listen.
That's her favorite position?
That's her favorite joint, and that's mine.
Told you, he ain't got no dick. Told you.
No.
He just want to eat it. He don't want to be it.
A lot of times they see it and they cut. They see my piece and they cut.
Let me eat it for 4 hours.
BBC.
No, but.
Black cop! Like my man.
He'll want to spray it on the dick. Lay it on my face. Spray it on my face. Lay it on my face.
No, but you saying that's her favorite.
Yeah, and mine.
Yeah, but.
Because they see my piece and they come.
That's real, though.
No. That's real. Not real.
I mean, that's real. That's
two,
a good one.
No. Two favorite position is not
it's
what Gil I'm
on his knees. It's Gil on his knees and the shower when she pissing on him.
No.
A GS. A golden shower.
No, first
you
of all.
You let him GS.
It's not when I'm eating it. It's when I'm beating it. See, the problem with you niggas is your tongue's longer than your dick.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
They call me baby lace.
No.
Wait. I got to say my song. They call me baby leg. Who that is? That's baby leg. I'm baby leg, nigga. My shit is baby leg. I don't know BBC.
Let me tell you something. So why y'all want to, all y'all want to do is.
I like to pleasure the woman, man. I like to take care of her, man. She takes care of me.
So you just said your dick don't pleasure the woman, all right?
No, I'm talking about in a different way.
I'm just saying. Why you eat the pussy for 2 hours? I like to pleasure the woman. Why you don't give her no dick? Because if I ain't, once I eat the yabba dabbas for about 12 minutes.
You cheating too.
No. Once I eat it for about 12 minutes, two is begging me to come up and give her that dick. Please, what's that? That motherfucker got all types of shit running down the side. She like, please, come up and give me the dick. Two, that motherfucker like, all right, that's enough. That's a lie.
Put your legs down, man. You look spicy. Put your shit down, man. Put your legs down, man. God damn. This motherfucker's an animal.
What's wrong with him? April be in there just fucking his face for 2 hours. Can I come up now? Shut up.
You hear this shit?
Shut the fuck up. He like, oh, can I come up now?
No, it ain't no come up.
Shut up. The problem, you done burnt your stem out in jail, all that jerking off, man.
No, my stem is strong. Baby leg.
I think a woman's favorite sexual position, unless she's a, well, I think they got multiple sexual positions.
You never know. All women
No.
All women is different.
No, let me tell you something. If a woman got a super fat ass, she always want to arch that back and show you that ass from the back. Now, if a woman got the long back with the part in it, she ain't really trying to jump up on them knees and arch that and show you that cardboard.
You ever do a neck stand on a chick?
No.
You what?
A bitch don't
want to.
A bitch.
She got that ass arched, right? She got it arched, right?
Yeah.
That back arch.
So he's standing up right now.
Listen, you stand on that neck, drop that thing. Wham! But you gotta have a baby leg like me to do that shit. You can't just do it. Wham! Got the foot on her neck right here. Wham! 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 I mean, you gotta be.
A woman is letting you put them dirty ass feet on her face.
And I got my Vans on.
See, for me, that's some Vicious Dallas the Pink Palace shit.
No, the fuck, no, it ain't.
Like, that's how you had your foot on a nigga neck up in the jail, huh? Yeah, to hold him fuck down. Huh? Stay down, nigga. Yeah, that's one of them joints. Stay down, nigga. Don't fucking move. Nigga, you stay down, break your fucking neck.
No, it ain't.
Stay down, or I'll break your neck. If you move, I'll step on your neck hard and break your shit, nigga. They got a foot on his neck and a dick that's a wreck. He like,
oh my god, this nigga.
Yeah, I know what you pull off the penitentiary moves on these bitches, huh? That's what you're doing, huh? You're pulling off these greater foot moves on these bitches, huh? Holding bitches down with your feet.
My god.
That's a low key borderline rape. You out here holding bitches down with your commit. Who the fuck want them crusty ass feet that ain't been manicured in 20 fucking years? God. Feel like motherfucking Brillo pads. Bitch got a heavy Brillo pad holding her neck down. You think that's fun for?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Yo.
Yeah, he pulling off the penitentiary moves, huh? Crazy. Me, I think most women like missionary style. because they like the body on body contact.
Yeah, because we used to have a prostitute. We used to be getting the crackheads and buying Houston State missionary.
You did, yeah, right. Yeah, man, you did say that.
I'm like, why you kidding?
You did say that.
He kissed
now
me.
Now you know he the missionary killer. You gonna try to lie.
He told me, watch the door so Nanny won't come down here. He from here. I'm like, yo, man, why you missionary? He missionary. Oh, no, this shit good. He first talking to it. Ain't thinking of it. You know it's mine now. Go and leave, Rob. Come back.
Nigga, we already know you was the one talking to him.
I've done it too.
Now y'all gonna try to lie.
But the missionary joint is the best joint when you start getting tired. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because then you got something.
I don't get tired.
Fuck you talking about.
What? Y'all niggas is little 27 minutes. This nigga's only a little 27 minutes.
So he be having to take a break for a Gatorade.
Time out.
That 20 ass second too
big.
Time out.
That ass too big.
That's where you throw your hands around the legs, hand on the ass, underneath the ass cheeks. Like underneath the ass cheeks.
I'm used to wrestling with old white men. I'm not used to wrestling with asses this big.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Yo, I'm used to wrestling with 55-year-old white men.
He gonna stop disrespecting the arts.
Listen, motherfucker got him in a hucklebuck. Come here.
Hold on. So
put him in a hucklebuck.
Hold on. So this is the funny part. You was basically saying the hucklebuck was gay, but then you was about to put him in it. That's crazy.
No, I'm not saying
you was trying to show him as a.
I'm a martial artist. I'm a mixed martial artist.
The Huckabuck.
I'll be on the mats wrestling with dudes too.
The Huckabuck is like defense. What's the Huckabuck? Explain it.
No, so the Hucklebuck is a little something different.
No, tell him what the Hucklebuck. No, you ain't got to explain it. Let me just tell him what it is.
This when somebody like this, Joe Dragon, and they just like, come here, stop playing. Stop playing. Like,
oh, so in jail, you had a nigga in a Hucklebuck.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That's him, man. He wanted to get it.
You had a nigga in the Hucklebuck.
I had Gil in the Hucklebuck one time on the gram, on Instagram.
You did.
Nah, you had him in a rear naked.
Whoa, what the? I was not naked, man.
Bro, a rear naked choke. You supposed to be black belt in jujitsu.
I thought something else.
First of all, let me just say something. A nigga had me in a rear naked nothing. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
His rear was naked.
A nigga never had me on no rear naked
you
nothing.
You had a onesie on, and you had him in a rear naked choke, and then he sent Lib to the kitchen to get a knife.
He was mad.
He did.
He get a knife.
The thing is,
he got a onesie on with no drawers.
Lib went right to the drawer and went and got it.
I had drawers on. He naked at that onesie.
So, what's your favorite position? I like to take two skiing.
I mean, I go from the busy, but why not to get tired? Because from the busy, I could look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? You pound your chest a little bit, you know what I mean? You're doing you. But when I get tired, man, I go into that missionary and then tuck the leg, the arms.
When
you know
need the cream, you go missionary style. I understand. That's Wallow, too. Anytime Wallow got a cream, he strapped April in like a motherfucker rider. Have great adventures.
So y'all
niggas missionary warriors, huh? Y'all the MWs, huh? Fuck the Golden State Warriors and the missionary warriors.
Oh, no, it's another classic. But they going to be alarmed the first time it happened. You with a joint, y'all getting it, you stop everything. You grab a mirror, you put that joint up against the wall, you get on the couch, you get the ride game, but you watch it. You know, you got them thrown over the joint. And you watching that joint. Yeah, and you just watching the joint.
I like when I lay on my back and they ride the dick, shoot toot, just ride the dick from the back, backwards. And then just all you
reverse cowgirl.
The arch and what?
Reverse cowgirl.
Uh-huh. That's the nigga.
And they grabbing your ankles. They holding ankles down. They like, going crazy. Yeah, I know.
He was reverse cowboy.
They hold your ankles.
I'm about to take this nigga up in my prison cell. I'm gonna ride till I can no more.
We'll ride till the bars come off.
Damn spicy too.
Ride until them bars come off. I'ma cook them up a sack.
Sandwich in a toilet. Hit it from the bike.
That was legendary. Yeah, refrigerator.
Orange juices in a toilet. Noodles in a bag.
Ain't under the bag.
Well, that's what y'all put the shit in when y'all got to make the chichi.
Oh, yeah, in the bag. You said the bag.
I said noodles in the bag. Orange juices in the toilet. Hey, they said you was reverse cowboying up there.
Fuck on a king size mattress.
Oh Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, y'all niggas is crazy, man. Who would you be? Let's get into the segment of who would you be. You got to do 3 months in the most active gang in the country.
Like killing people and everything.
Like, no, you got whatever that you got to go with them niggas for 3 months. You got to do 3 months in the most active gang in the country. Mm. Right?
What else?
Or you got to do 1 year as a bouncer.
Yo, that ain't about shit, nigga.
At the most ruthless gay club in the world. I don't know where. It could be in Guatemala. It could be any fucking way.
What you mean by ruthless?
They going crazy.
Oh, it's like violence, like crazy.
Right.
And it's a gay joint, too?
It's the most brutalest gay bar on planet Earth. And you gotta be a bouncer there for 6 months. For a year. Or you got to be locked up for 2 weeks in the most notorious prison in the world with no guards.
I'm being a bouncer.
You being a bouncer?
Yeah, I got you. I keep my freedom. I'm not going to fuck the jail, and I'm not joining no fucking gang where I'm going to get killed. I'm going to just be the bouncer, man. Okay. I'm not gay, so it don't matter. I'm just bouncing. Right. I'm just frisking people down. That's it.
So you're going to be in there. He's got a gun. He's got a gun. It's a very large one.
Nigga like this. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. So you say I'm going to keep getting false alarms and shit.
You going to be the false alarm boy. You in there just grabbing niggas' pieces, huh?
No, I ain't going to be doing that.
That's what you're
going to
be doing.
I'm just going to be doing my job and going home, man. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it.
But what if Snowball's crew is in there?
I don't know who Snowball is.
You know who Snowball
listen,
is.
No, listen, I'm going to keep it all the way real. And you know, we don't judge anybody on here. We love everybody. Straight people, gay people, transsexual. We don't have a problem with anybody. But I knew Wallo wanted to come out.
What? Because I'm bouncing at a... How? Because I'm a bouncer at a gay bar.
No, because you would have been in there tackling niggas. for nothing.
Yeah.
He's got a piece on him!
Rear naked droop.
see dudes flying across the jaw. No, I'm just door security. He said bounce at a I'm at the door bouncing and you patting people down. That's it.
But then but remember, this is not a regular club.
Dude, we're
talking about these people are vicious. Everybody in there is like Snowball. The bull from the Jersey jails that just knock you out and
So why is they in there tough, though? It don't matter. Why would they be in there fighting?
It's just crazy that's going on everywhere in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they do.
Well, listen, I ain't in jail, so I got to just put my gloves on with the knuckles out and do what I got to do. I'm security. I'm respecting everybody. How you doing today? Hi. And then we go try to keep
one of them niggas knock Wallo the fuck out there. Boop, bop, bop.
And then give him a hickey. You suck on his neck.
Suck on his neck. Come here. Shut up, nigga.
I'm going to leave my mark on you so you can see me tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Like,
look how he's got. He'll like that, though. No, he's like, give me a hickey. Give me a hickey where? Will he give me a hickey here? Will he give me a hickey at? He give me a hickey right here on my heart.
Yo, the nigga suck on your nipples is crazy. It's crazy.
And I'm asleep. I go crazy. Yo, that's crazy,
what you doing?
Dev I go front, man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be the bouncer.
See, Dev gonna be bouncing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because then
we march on.
Yeah, march on. Dev back. We back to back.
Like, don't leave me the fuck out. I'll be bouncing with you, niggas.
You will bounce with us. You don't want to go to jail.
I'll be like,
you ask me on a lot of jobs.
Nah, Gil, why don't you go to the whatever Guatemalan prison? Them niggas gonna drop off food from a helicopter, and y'all can just survive together.
Oh, good.
They gonna know you as Gilly the King. They gonna fuck with you. They gonna be like, yo, we fuck with you.
No, they not. They gonna try to stab the shit out me for no reason.
No, they gonna be like, did you get pulled over with my 80 pounds of weed?
First of all, if you go to one of the notorious jails in the world, that's not gonna be in the United States. And that means them niggas ain't gonna speak no English. Yeah. So I'm gonna be in there like this. What's up with y'all? I don't know what the fuck y'all.
And he gonna be scared to death looking for me. Wallo!
No, I ain't gonna be scared. What the fuck? I'm looking for you. You don't know the language, nigga.
I know people.
Fuck you talking about? You don't know nobody.
You know, I know
Ava, nigga.
I'm gonna know somebody down there.
You don't know nobody, nigga. We'll all be bouncers at fucking Woody's. Yeah. fuck is you talking about?
Right, Shanks. That's the name of this joint. Shanks. Oh, yeah. You getting stabbed one way to up.
So we got a fork of diamond. You behind him? You be, yeah,
like the front of a video game cover. Everybody like this, nigga.
Fuck. Shanks. like, the most notorious gay bar in the world. The Shanks.
We got to watch Gil because Gil gets some Henny in him. There's plenty of it. He can hit it. It's plenty of. He get wild. So I don't, we gotta watch him.
When the Henny's in his system, he ain't no mind. Tell him. Tell him.
He gonna be. Yeah. He gonna be trying to fight us. Gil, calm down. Get off me. He be like, yo, like, come on, man. Like,
Gil, that's Ricky Minaj. That's Ricky. That's not Nicki. Relax.
He gonna be mad. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's the top rappers from every decade starting in the 80s.
God damn.
Who you got your own?
80s, I got Run DMC. The 90s, I got...
I can't
even... It can only be one name.
The 90s is hard, cuz.
Tupac Shakur.
Absolutely.
The 2000s...
You going with Tupac?
Yes, and you already know it's Hov.
The 2000s, I got...
No, you can't pick two. He's going...
Hov in the 2000s.
Oh, the 2000s is Wayne for me. And
how the fuck, yo, that's hard.
The 2010s Drake.
Yup. Yo.
So you said Run DMC. He said Run DMC, Tupac, Wayne, Drake. Run DMC, Tupac, Wayne, Drake. That's the 80s.
Damn. NWA.
The 80s, man. I'm gonna say
you could go with NWA.
Yeah, I'm going with NWA. I'm going with Pac for the 90s. That's a good one when he said Wheezy, yo. But I'm going to say Hov.
You had to go with myself.
No, you trash.
We going to ignore that. We scrap. I'm willing to delete that comment.
He's a good ass nigga.
I'm going with Hov, and without a doubt, in the 2010s is Drizzy.
All right, now, see, this the whole thing. This is my whole thing.
What's your whole thing, nigga? Fuck.
Tupac is my man, like, you know what I mean? Like, Tupac is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, we just annihilated Big like that?
Well, you picked Biggie, nigga. I picked Tupac.
How the fuck? Well,
because Tupac is a whole different level of, like, legendariness, man. Like, it really is, like.
I can't really say Tupac is a whole. I could just say at that time in my life.
I'm going with Public Enemy in the 80s.
And what I was doing. And where I was at mentally.
We was always listening to Pac.
Man. I connected more with Tupac than Biggie. Biggie was, we was doing some
shit.
But
that's shit. Hard. Nas too? Yeah,
Biggie was more of a good feeling type of thing. You feel what I'm saying? Biggie made you want to feel fly. Made you want to be like, you know, nigga, I'm about to go get the new Lex Coupe, nigga. I'm about to go, nigga, you know what
he
I mean?
He was cool. He was cool personified.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Tupac made you feel more like, man, I gotta, like.
When did Drake come out?
Drake came out probably in like 2009 for the main people that listen to Drake.
Damn, even I was in jail when that came out.
But you gotta think about this. Tupac, period. I don't care who you was. It could be my mom. Tupac was in the news. Tupac was getting shot and living. Getting shot. Yeah, he was in movies. Like, he went to prison for an alleged, rape or something like that. Like, yeah. Tupac had to go through so much where he was really in the public eye on a different level where no matter what walk of life you was in,
you knew
who that was, where some people might be like Biggie Smalls. Like, he wasn't involved in a lot of the extra shit. You know, this nigga was also like a revolutionary. Like, it's... Tupac was so many different versions of him.
Listen. Now you break all that down. You got to go with Tupac. And you said the 2000s.
Well, you don't got to go with Tupac.
I'm going with Tupac because he is. But I want to fuck that. I'm going with Biggie. I got to go because I can't leave Biggie out, man. I just don't. I can't. Right. Shout out Brooklyn niggas. But listen, this is what I'm going to say.
2000s. Who you got?
Listen, 2000s. You had Wayne. You had X. Dark Man X.
He was in X the 90s. He was at the end of the 90s and the very beginning of 2000.
Yeah, he was in the 90s too. So and
you got to remember, he dropped like two albums in his first year. Like, he had a time period that was crazy he had rock and roll type numbers.
He done that because I can't get him in the 90s. I can't get Pac in the 90s. I'm in the DMX in the 90s.
Nah.
But the 2000s, you got to go with motherfucking. Wayne fucked the 2000s up, though.
He did.
He fucked the 2000s up. Like, you, like, he ain't even got shit out. He's still strong.
Yeah. Hov was so consistent throughout them 2000 to 2000. Like, it was crazy for me.
I'm going
to
say Hov, and then I'm going to say, Drake fucks shit up. He destroys shit.
A lot of people say if Biggie wouldn't have died, Hov would have never been as big.
I never subscribed to any of that. Like, if Aaliyah died, like, if Aaliyah was still here, another person was here.
I'm just saying, what do y'all think about
this?
That?
What I loved
that analogy.
Hov. This is what I love. This is what I loved. I don't even. This is what I loved about Hov. Hov came right in as exec. He didn't come in as, like, no disrespect to nobody. He ain't come in as a worker. He came right in as a boss.
Right.
Like, this is my joint. This is how we rocking. So I think he was going to be able to levitate no matter what.
I think people was going to be who they going to be. People still exist right now. I don't believe that one person's talent negates another person. Like, oh, if Aaliyah, I see people say, like, if Aaliyah wouldn't have died, Beyonce would have never became what she was. It's like, no, nah, man.
Well, but another person's talent does, it doesn't take away, but it does kind of. Okay, prime example. If LeBron James is not in the NBA, Kevin Durant, without a doubt, is the best player in the league.
I thought he was the best player already.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying me per se.
Right.
I'm saying the general bar stool, the media outlets.
Right.
Their generalization is LeBron James is the best player in the league.
Now, that's a little bit different, because if you minus Mike Tyson and whoever would have been the mean knockout person, because these are facts. Like, sports is like you could do the numbers. With music, it's like you're guessing would people like this person's music more than the other. It's different than, like, this nigga Mike Tyson was going to knock everybody else in 1991. Or whatever the case may be. So it's a little more like, if he wasn't there, then this person would have. But in music, it's very hard to say. It's based off of opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
But the one thing we do know is, when both of them was here and alive, Biggie was running shit.
Let me tell you something. I can't say that.
You think Biggie was bigger than Tupac?
No.
Biggie was running shit on the East Coast.
Yeah, he's talking about.
Biggie was out since 92.
Hold on.
Jay-Z popped off in 1996, and by the very next year, Biggie Smalls was dead.
What I'm saying is, listen, how it works is, it can't be two kings. You give people something to choose from. So if Biggie was still living, now is something else to choose from. It's something else to say, just my prime example, what I'm making about with Kevin Durant and LeBron James. LeBron James still playing, it's like, LeBron James. If LeBron James wasn't here, it's like, Kevin Durant is the best.
Right.
Without a doubt. It's like, it's nothing even that you think. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So when Biggie died, you no longer had the other person to be like, because who's the best MC, Biggie, Jay-Z, or Nas? Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
but they had Nas. So a lot of people would have believed, like, if, let's say, Nas would have died.
But let me get to my point. Right. So when Biggie's alive, it's separation. It's because some people going to choose him. Some people going to choose him. Just by, if we talking about it, it's just by right, we going to start arguing. Right. Nigga, you crazy, nigga. Biggie, nigga, Jay-Z, nigga. So now, my dislike for Jay-Z then grew a little bit because I'm arguing about this shit.
Yeah.
So you feel what, when Biggie died, it was like, it's no more argument. It's just Jay. Then Nas kind of had fell back on the music, really wasn't putting albums out. Jay was working. So now the conversation between Jay-Z and Nas is starting to distance itself, because Nas ain't putting no music out. Jay got 11 rappers.
No.
He got Beans. He got Freeway. Yo, that's the thing.
Nas was putting music out. He really was, bro. So what I'm telling you, so this is what I'm saying. If Nas would have died,
but he wasn't dropping that shit.
No, see, but this is what I'm saying. If Nas would have died in 1997, it would be possible that people today would be like,
Man, Jay would have never been Jay if Nas was still around, because you can't predict what happens after that. Just like you said, Nas kind of fell back because Nas did drop I Am, Nostradamus. Yep, he kept going like a godson. All them joints every year.
Bro. We talking about three albums over 20 years. Even on Jay-Z said it on a song like Takeover. He
said hot album every 10-year average. That nigga had an album every time.
Yeah, but he wasn't dropping like that.
But listen, I got something to talk about, man. I don't mean to interrupt you. And I came to Gil crib the other day. And I'm starting to really believe it's Illuminati. And Gil, please do not say their names, Gil. I didn't believe it. But it was two Hollywood actors, right? Gil seen the DMs. They DM me. The DM language was different. And they offered me to come to this DM, they offered me to come to this event out in L.A. And it was just like, don't say nothing, Gil. Don't say nobody names, right? They actors. Like, these motherfuckers, everybody know. Out of nowhere.
Jesse Smollett. And who was the other one?
They want you in the naughty, look.
No, listen. No, it wasn't.
They want you in the naughty, look.
These is big actors. So I'm like, hold up. And I'm not saying what type of race they are. I mean, but I showed Gil, because I was scared to death. I ain't even going to hold you, because... How you just randomly, I'm not saying that I ain't doing, but how you just randomly,
they ain't randomly pick you.
Now listen.
Not even trying to get you in, player. They told you got to leave me behind, you bitch ass nigga.
This shit is real, though. This shit is real.
So if they open up the doors to the naughty, is you walking through?
No, it's a lot of shit. That shit is real.
How you know was a lot of shit to get to do?
I heard stories of the naughty.
From who?
You.
I don't know nothing about the naughty.
You fucking saying all type of shit. Trying to deflect it off. Like I'm trying to see, did he send them to me? Because I think he know all the stories. You know, if you go there, they got to cut blood from your pinky toe. And spread. They got to cut blood from your and lay you on the table naked and beat you. What? What the fuck is going on?
You see bruises on him.
Take pictures of you. I see some weird shit on him before. So, but he was on vacation with two.
It's like, man, this nigga got a band-aid on his finger. He got a band-aid on his finger.
$1 for game. OG, I got a new problem now. So my girlfriend told me she want a break. She says, since I put her...
Break some dick off him.
Right. She says, since I put her through so much this past year, she thinks it's time to put her happiness first and build herself back up. I put her in a dark place with my sheet and a lion. I admit I did some fucked up things to her this year, and I'm going to turn it around. I signed up to see a therapist and getting out the streets to do the right things in life. Do you think I should wait around for her, or should I move on? Let me just tell you something. One thing as
a break,
as a couple, we don't go for is I need a break. That's just like, because I'm just going to keep it all the way real. If two came to me and said she needed a break, Do you know in my mind what that calculate is? That's like you in the fourth grade and it's recess time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wait, hold on. So you need a break. So you mean to tell me I get a little time to go fucking play and then I can come back?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can go have the time of my life for
and then get my piece off the shit.
At the playground sliding down different poles.
Oh,
oh, hey, hey, the fuck you talking about?
That's what she doing. She at the playground sliding down poles.
About, we was talking about me, player. Fuck you, throw that in there.
No, because you said if Tootie says she going to take a break. He all of a sudden imagined himself.
Slide down the pole.
Because at the end of the day.
An oily pole.
Because let me tell you something. If she take a break, that's not just a break for her. That's a break for both of y'all. So the one thing we don't do
he
is
she wanna take a
break. We don't take breaks.
She totally did too.
Right.
I want to take a break. She ready to get slayed. That boy baby leg is
slaying. And she knows the person that she's going to take the break with.
She already taking a break.
Right, because let me just tell you something. One thing about women, they don't quit a job without having another one.
Yo, it's a fact though. It's a fact, though.
They never just quit the job without having another joint lease lined up application. And you feel what I'm saying? So the fact that she's telling you she's starting a new year off, she like new year, new dick. You feel what I'm saying?
New dick, who this?
New year, new dick. She ain't playing no games.
She cracked it open. She told me right at the top. Listen, man.
Let me tell you something. He already got the butter and cracked open your bitch crab legs. I'm just keeping it all the way real with
cracked
you.
Cracked them open
with
his
bare hands.
He
already cracked open your bitch Dungeonese. You hear me?
Dungeonese.
Yeah, them Dungeonese. You hear me? He done cracked your bitch Alaskan crab legs open already because you already got caught up. I had her in a dark place. Now that bitch is seeing the light. You hear me? She's seeing the light. Nigga open up that door. That motherfucker like, oh. So he blazing the shit out you.
And
just know you already behind the eight ball, player. So you want to go see a therapist. No, nigga, you too late, nigga. You should have went and seen a therapist 3 cheats ago. See, the way it went is you got caught cheating. She forgave you. You got caught cheating again. She forgave you. You just said, oh, this bitch is going to keep
Let's
forgiving
take a break.
Me.
Break!
Now she at the point where doing all the sorrow and she mad at you. She hurt. That one right nigga slid up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, all it take for that one right nigga to slide up on her where she looks, she like, no, he is kind of cute. I do
or he work
like
at the
that.
Job, too.
Oh, what? And guess what? We all know the number one rule.
Mm-hmm. The shoulder.
A shoulder to cry on.
It's a dick to ride on.
I was a professional at that.
Shoulder to cry on turns to a dick to ride on. And he caught your bitch at a lowest point. You know? He caught your bitch at ground zero.
Blazing glazing.
And you right. He already hitting it. She just been having to be sneaky, and now she want to have freedom. She want to have that freedom fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what?
So it's like, you know, we keep moving around like this.
It ain't nothing when you got it's when you got to sneak.
That's when you naked with a book bag with the strap.
She can't lay on a nigga. She can't lay on a nigga chest when she get done. They can't interlock their toes.
She trying to take it to the next level.
Right. They can't watch a movie.
And like I told y'all, the shit she doing with him is so much more.
Oh, no.
Devious.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Let me just tell y'all niggas. Let me just tell y'all niggas. When your woman cheat on you with another nigga, I just want all the niggas across the world to know. Look me in my face. Am I in view, B-Rock? When your woman cheat on you with another man, I just want you to know she sucked the fucking balls out that nigga dick. She sucked that nigga's dick better than she sucked yours. You know why? Because y'all been together for a period of time now. So you getting them lazy dick sucks. He got that brand new dick suck where she had to prove something. So she was, I'm talking about she slapping herself and she doing all kinds of amazing shit. You hear me? She got in tune with her inner fucking pigeon.
It's an inner freak.
You hear me? I'm talking about she doing amazing. She slapping the dick on the titty. So she making up shit to do. So just know, if you found out your woman was cheating on you, she sucked that man's dick better than she suck your dick. Now, I don't know how you're going to feel about that, but that's just the bottom line of this shit.
Yeah, everything's dirtier. They fucking in movie theaters.
My God.
It's just way more spontaneous.
Oh, my God.
Because they already doing wrong. So the mindset is already like, we doing something filthy, so why not just go all out?
Go all the way out.
He might be spitting in your bitch mouth. Yup. Like, they doing some filthy shit. Like,
yo.
Like, I'm for real. They doing some filthy low down filthy shit, man.
Filthy McVay.
So player, if I was you, you know, I would chalk this one up because you know she gonna pay you back.
That's
what she doing. She paying you back.
She breaking up with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
But then, when she come back, she might got a couple dicks on her jacket now. So it's all about if you willing to take the payback. Mm-hmm. I ain't willing to take the payback. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what I did. I'm sorry. Don't pay me back, though. You know, I'm a man with pride. You don't do shit like that. You don't just pick up and leave and suck a dick like that.
You don't do that.
I was fucking them hoes. I was going to get right back. Like, come on, man. Like, you just don't do a nigga like that. But let's get into this episode of
Stories from the Cell. This story from the cell is brought to you by Broken Bar Stew. The bar stool that was broke at this bar we was bouncing at when Gil got a little drunk and touched somebody he wasn't supposed to touch. The bar stool got broke.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You got drunk. We was bouncing and you got a little Henny in you.
Me too. The Me Too movement is strong out here. Don't be making no cases, nigga.
I'm just saying, when the bar stool got broke,
Boy, yeah, you talking about touching my AD to touch? What the fuck is you talking about? You trying to get me a case out here?
Dancing. Nigga trying
to get me. Nigga trying to get me a case out here.
Motherfucker broke the bar stool in his head. Broke that shit. That shit is spread everywhere. It's the logo. It's shit everywhere. You just see blood dripping.
Oh, that's
on the
stars the day he was seeing.
Boom, that's the stars.
So that's the stars.
Blood. It's blood all on the junk. Broke the shit all on him. Broken bar stool. Now, shit crazy, right? I'm on the phone one time in prison, right? And it's crazy. So I get off the phone, and right next to the phone, nobody was on the phone. So me and my homie, we posted up, right? So we stand there talking. Yeah, you know, because you don't stand near the phones when people talk, but ain't nobody on there early in the day. So I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? We stand there chilling. And like right there where we stand, it's the cell right there, but the sheet is up, right? We in Greatest Fall Penitentiary. So the sheet is up, right? All of a sudden, the sheet fall. You're not supposed to look in nobody's cell, but we noticed the sheet fall, so we looked in. Old head was in there fucking the mattress. He had to, listen, man, he was fucking the mattress.
What you mean, just sitting on top of it, just humping on it?
No, it ain't like that. The mattress, right, where we standing at, where his cell is at, he was in a single cell, one bunk in the joint, right? He was fucking the mattress, meaning he had the mattress bent over, hitting the mattress. Now, listen. I always heard about this shit, right? You hear about it. No, dudes be doing this shit in jail. It's just, it's sort of like the Fifi, but this more into some elaborate shit. It's just, you got the mattress bent over. Just imagine, and the mattress, like, they had different type of mattresses in the penitentiary. They had the plastic ones, and they had the ones, anybody that was in the state pen, they know, especially in Pennsylvania, they had the old school joints with the blue, they all white with the blue lines on them. It's like fabric to it, but it's cushion in there.
Did you ever fuck a posturpedic?
No, but I thought about it once or twice. I'm not going bullshit. So he had the mattress like rolled. It was like more. It wasn't all the way back, but it was like the front was rolled up to a point. And he was just going. He was just going in. He put a hole in there. And he was going ham. So he probably gloved it up or bagged it up. See, with that you could throw a bag in there. You just throw a bag up in there. All. I mean, it depends on how you make the hole, right? He had the hole in the joint. He was just hitting the mattress. I said, "Yo, what the?" And it was just crazy. It was a wild scene to see. But, you know, it's like when you're trying to escape, it's multiple things that you do for prison penitentiary pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like seeing that shit was like, yo, because you know you hear about the shit with the old heads. And you be like, so now we look at the old head different. Like, old head is the fucking animal.
Yeah, old head ever fuck your mattress in there?
Why would he fuck my mattress? Like, that don't make no sense. Like,
one of your cellies. You came in, you had your mattress bent over.
Mattress is code word for ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He said you had a king size. Nigga,
no,
that nigga.
No, it didn't.
He was like, yo,
but it's just for y'all that ain't seen prior episodes, when Lalo was in jail, him and his cellie, they took the top bump down and placed it next
to
the bottom bump.
You can't do that because the metal was on his line. He's fucking lying.
Y'all took it down and made one big mattress.
Hold on, it's fucking a mattress turning. You basically turned a mattress into a fifi. So is that how you get off like missionary on a fifi?
Something like that, I guess.
Because you really can't get missionary off on a fifi.
So y'all niggas was in there fucking mattresses.
Like dudes, like everybody don't do that.
You that's was. Not. It is silly, posturpedic. Silly, you hitting it and yelling her name out. Oh, silly, silly, this shit's so good.
Nigga, Phil Wilder wallow mattress up with sperm. He see, I got a water bed.
But no, you know what's crazy?
Look at it like this.
Hey, listen. Like we like listen, man.
How a nigga feel your mattress?
That's crazy. A semen waterbed is disgusting. That's disgusting, dog. Real shit.
Oh my god. Yo, that was a fucking nut. Yo, a semen
waterbed. Like, yo. Floating on semen like that is crazy.
The motherfucking security, the CO doing count check, they walk past this nigga here, they're like,
oh, you got to stand up doing count.
Nigga, cut your bed open, you just smash into it. It's like, this is crazy, dog.
No, you.
They come looking for commissary. No. This nigga mattress. Oh, it's a trillion.
Kids everywhere.
It's a trillion kids and
kids everywhere. No, we got a kidnap. We got kids in here. What the hell?
It's future scientists in this motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Oh my shit.
Yo. Y'all niggas is crazy, man. That nigga said nigga had a waterbed made out of semen in prison.
A semen bed. Oh,
man. Semen's furniture, nigga.
Oh, man. Oh my fucking god, man. Oh, y'all shit. Niggas is crazy. Hey, listen, man. First, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in each and every week to the fastest growing podcast in the world. Not the country, in the world, Craig. The whole world. We appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Each and every week, make $1 million worth of game. The shit. Because it's truly y'all who make us the shit, man. We want to give a shout out to our partner. The Stool.
Barstool.
Barstool Sports. Because they're the shit as well. See you guys next week. Same time, same place. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wildo 267.
And it's just like that.
Right!